Secretary of State Powell has just completed a full day of diplomatic talks in Beijing. Today's talks cover topics of pressing concern to the U.S. and China, weapons proliferation and human rights, as well as the Bush administration's plan to move forward with a national missile defense shield that China vehemently opposes. Mr. Powell is the highest-ranking member of the Bush administration to go to China. His one-day consultation there is intended to help prepare the way for President Bush's visit to Beijing this fall. Anthony Kuhn has this report.
Secretary of State Powell appeared relaxed and upbeat after a hectic day of talks in the Zhongnanhai Leadership Compound and other locations with Chinese President Jiang Zemin, Premier Zhu Rongji, Vice Premier Chen Qichen, and Foreign Minister Tang Jiaxuan. After the talks, Powell told reporters of his progress.
President Bush believes, and I believe, of course, that a constructive relationship between the United States and China is in the interest of the American and Chinese peoples, in the interest of our allies and friends in Asia, and in the world's interest. We're doing many things. My presence here today is an example of trying to let the world see that we are not enemies and we're not looking for an enemy. We're looking for ways to cooperate.
Just 2 days before Powell's arrival, China had demonstrated its eagerness for a successful visit by releasing two U.S.-based China scholars just 2 days after their conviction on charges of spying for Taiwan. Powell said that the two sides had a candid exchange on their differing views of human rights issues. Chinese leaders told Powell that they would resume talks on human rights suspended after the 1999 NATO bombing of the Chinese embassy in Yugoslavia and begin an experts' dialogue on nonproliferation. On the issue of Taiwan, which China sees as a separatist province, Powell reassured his host that the U.S. was sticking to a one-China policy. He said that Washington's purpose in selling arms to Taiwan was to give Taipei the confidence to return to the negotiation table with Beijing. And hoping that the average Chinese citizen hears its view of things, U.S. officials arranged for China Central Television to interview Powell, but on the condition that they broadcast it Sunday morning without censoring anything. In their questions to Powell, Chinese reporters highlighted their government's concern about what they perceive as a harder line on China coming from the Bush administration, and that they want clarification from the U.S. on how it will define its relationship with China. Brookings Institution senior fellow Bates Gill says that Washington itself is divided over how to answer that question.
The problem today in Washington for U.S.-China relations isn't that there is a strong consensus over whether either to engage China or to contain it, or even something in the middle, like congagement, but rather the defining feature of U.S.-China policy today in Washington is the lack of consensus and indecisiveness and inability to firmly side with one approach or another.
Chinese analysts such as Shen Jiru, head of the International Strategic Studies Division at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, are concerned about this lack of consensus. Neither of the two sides, Shen says, can smugly or wishfully define the relationship, one minute saying it's a strategic partnership, then the next dropping the other side and saying it's not. This is not the prudent attitude of a great nation. Still, experts on both sides see Powell's visit as a sign that the U.S. is willing to engage China. Many Chinese intellectuals are attracted to Powell, having read his autobiography, which is translated into Chinese. They admire him as a self-made man and as the first black Secretary of State. Powell's meetings appeared to have opened some channels of official communication with China, and after Powell leaves Beijing tomorrow morning, it will be left to the new U.S. ambassador to China, Clark Rant, and other diplomats on both sides to use those channels to keep the upswing in China-U.S. relations alive in the 2 months before Powell and President Bush arrive in China. For NPR News, this is Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.